glad you're here. We're glad you're here. Fellowship's sweeter knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Reading from 1 Corinthians 9, verses 22 and 23. To the weak I became weak, that I might win the weak. I have become all things to all people, that by all means might save some. I do it all for the sake of the gospel, that I may share with them in its blessings. That was 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 22 through 23.
And that's the voice of Daniel Nally, our special Testimony Tuesday guest today on the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Tuesday, March 12th, 2024. And Daniel, I'm kind of working with different headsets and microphones here, so I'm not quite sure how the voice is coming through. It's all working now, but I apologize if there was a little lighter sound. I'm trying to do some experiments here at our studio in Champaign. But last Thursday, you might have heard about our ministry leaders luncheon. It was a great time of gathering 50 of us to hear from Tom Cheshire, who's the executive director of Relevant Practical Ministry for Men. And there's a conference coming to Champaign on April 20th. And in fact, this weekend in Springfield, the Iron Sharpens Iron gathering happens. So last Thursday, we had a great gathering of pastors, and one of the people that joined us was Daniel Nally. He's overseeing an initiative for the greater Champaign-Urbana area. In fact, this Thursday, he's having an interest meeting. It's being held at Salt and Light at 9 in the morning. He's asking for pastors to come, community leaders, those that have a real heart for evangelism and discipleship. And he's going to talk about the vision that God's put on his heart and then seek information, insights, your involvement of what would happen if we all came together to see God do something unique in the Champaign-Urbana area. Well, yesterday when I had Pastor Mark Jordan in the studio and Tom Cheshire to share about Iron Sharpens Iron and various testimony times, Daniel was also in the studio, and you might have heard him the last minute or two. I said, Daniel, you're going to be on the Testimony Tuesday edition, share about this new initiative. So you might have heard a little cameo appearance yesterday, but he was praying up the program. He was enjoying being in the studio with us yesterday, but I have him back as part of a Testimony Tuesday and to also invite you all, those of you interested in knowing about this outreach campaign that'll probably happen in 2025. But Daniel, on this Testimony Tuesday, walk us a little bit through some of your faith journey, what you shared with all the guys and gals last Thursday, and then also we're going to touch on this unique outreach interest meeting coming this Thursday.
Well, thank you, Mark. It's a great honor to be here with you. And I wasn't always a Christian, and so I came to faith at 15 years old, but I grew up as a non-believer, not believing in a God. And one of the things that I got to share earlier was my worldview and my kind of view on God was shaped in a lot of ways by my view of my earthly father. You know, from 11 to 13 years old, my father moved in one house down from my mother and I hadn't really ever known him in life. Hadn't seen him since I was 3-4 years old. And then at 11, he came back around our town. He moved one house down. And I remember sitting there in my driveway on our west side of our house, and I would look down the back yards and I would watch my father play baseball and catch with another little boy that, you know, wasn't his son. And I remember, you know, my father would build a tree house for him. And I remember watching this tree house go up. It was epic. It was so nice. It was a two-story thing. And I just remembered wishing I had a tree house. And, you know, part of me wanted to go down there and just hit him in the head with a wiffle ball bat, right? And then the other part just wanted to know, what's wrong with me? Mm-hmm. You know, why doesn't Dad want anything to do with me? Why am I here? Why am I not good enough? You know, what's it mean that I just got to be here with Mom, you know, by ourself, and he's down there with his other family? And so that later in life, you know, that really began to be evident that that's what shaped my view of God. That I thought God the Father in some way was like that, was a distant God, right? And so, long story short, it kind of reinforced this atheistic worldview that I lived in. If God was real and he would allow me to be a little 11-year-old boy and dangle my father in front of me, then certainly how in the world could he be good? And so I wrestled through those as a young man. But at 15 years old, through some just wild circumstances, Jesus, he pursued me when I was not looking for him. You know, the Bible says that while we're enemies, Christ loved us and he died for us. And, you know, I'm the poster boy for that. I was not looking for him at all. I was his enemy. I made fun of Christians. I persecuted Christians at my school. I laughed at them. I thought they were all, you know, hypocrites, bigoted, thought they were all, you know, just worship the spaghetti monster in the sky. Mm-hmm. But it was this time in my life where I was just at my wit's end. I was broken. You know, we like to say busted, broken, and mm-hmm. disgusted, right? And I was just at this realization that I was hurting, that I was broken, that I couldn't fix myself. And Jesus pursued me relentlessly, and he made himself known to me. And the long story short is he has become for me my everything. He transformed my heart. He softened my heart. I was able to forgive my father, and I love him. And, you know, and even sharing the story, I love my father, and I bless him, and I pray only good things for him. I was later able to lead my mother to Christ. I moved out at 15 years old shortly after I got saved. All on my own, I moved to a town called Mount Vernon, Illinois, where through the rest of my high school career, I lived on my own. And then I got to lead my mother to Christ. She came to Christ, and we have a beautiful relationship now. She's a great grandmother to my children. And yeah, my wife and I now, we run a ministry called Gospel Encounter. So, you know, 17 years later, we just want everyone else who doesn't know Jesus to come into their own personal gospel encounter. Because we believe that, you know, one gospel encounter with Jesus changes everything. He's actually the hope of every nation. He's the hope of the nations. That means that every heart on earth, their heart actually desires him. Some of them just don't know that yet, mm-hmm. and they need to be awakened to it. So Gospel Encounter, we basically exist to go on outreaches and do evangelistic campaigns that help the church be mobilized to get outside of the four walls of the church, work together in reaching their community. And then we also do lifestyle evangelism training. So yeah. But thank you, Mark, very much for this opportunity.
Well, before I have you do a shout out about Shauna, I'm sure your 9-year-old Brant and maybe your 4-year-old daughter Sunny might be tuning in or listening on the archive program's link or the streaming, because down in Mount Vernon, you can't get a signal off the air, but you can get us through the internet or through the archive program page. But what do you want to say to Brant and Sunny?
Yeah, so, you know, Brant's my firstborn. We named Brant. That Brant was my wife's maiden name, and so we named Brant after her maiden name, his first name. Her father, Don Brant, he didn't have any boys, and then his sister, she had a married name, and so her children didn't have the Brant name. So just in honor to him, we named Brant, mm-hmm. you know. And so Brant was my firstborn, and he showed me just the way in which the Father loves me. And then Sunny, she is our little fireball, mm-hmm. full of energy and passion. She's our worshiper. And my favorite thing in life is being a husband and being a father. I never knew that because I grew up not having, you know, a family. And I just didn't realize that the desire of my heart was to have a family. And God knew, you know, thankfully he knew, and he blessed me with it.
And how did he bring Shauna into your life? Was it love at first sight? How did that all happen?
Yeah, so actually I knew Shauna's dad in high school. And so I actually worked with him. And after working with him, I was a painter on some of the job sites that he was a carpenter on. And then I worked with him a little bit. And then later in high school, I realized this girl, Shauna, was the daughter of this guy that I had been working with outside of high school. And so Sean and I, we met at a Youth for Christ event at our high school. And then we were a part of another ministry called Basic Together, Brothers and Sisters in Christ. And so we were friends through high school. Then I went off to Central Bible College in Springfield, Missouri. And my wife went to Dallas Baptist University in Dallas, Texas. But it was when I was in my first year of college in Springfield and she was in her first year of college in Dallas, we began to handwrite letters to each other. And yes, there were cell phones back then, but we just, I wooed her through the handwritten letter. And so then we came back to Mount Vernon the summer in between our freshman and sophomore year. And we began to just grow closer together. And then it was shortly after that that we began to date. And then about 6 months after that, I popped the big question. And now it's been a wild journey with her and Jesus and now with our children.
Well, I want to hear all about Gospel Encounter, and you kind of do that together. It's a ministry that God has raised you both up in to extend his kingdom purposes in unique ways through gathering people together in churches to proclaim the good news message of Jesus, but then set up follow-up and discipleship and get these people connected into churches. But I want to go back before we give specifics about this Thursday's gathering and how people can get involved, and certainly all of our listeners can be praying for God to do a unique work in the greater Champaign-Urbana area. And in fact, Daniel doesn't know this yet, but I'm thinking, you know, this has to happen in maybe Springfield and then maybe something else in Bloomington or Decatur or some of our other listening areas. So I have some plans down the road if God so opens up the doors. But we opened up the program with 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 20 through 23. Why did God put those verses on your heart?
Yeah, so this is the passage where Paul says, I become all things to all people that I might, you know, share the gospel with them, win as many, or just win some. And with Gospel Encounter, our ministry, we want to meet people where they are. We want to become for them what they need. And so we realize that to be fisher of men, to go out and bring in the harvest, to go after the prodigal, go after the lost sheep, it takes us going to where they are. At Gospel Encounter, we say often that it's us who carries the burden to reach the lost. They don't carry a burden to be reached by us. So it's our job to build the bridge into their life. And so becoming all things to all people, this has become a life verse for our ministry that we want to meet them right where they are.
And I'm going to recite this verse for our listeners because I want to talk about what's going to happen this Thursday and how they can get involved. But 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 22 through 23 says, to the weak I become weak, to win the weak I have become all things to all men, so that by all possible means I might save some. I do all this for the sake of the gospel, that I may share in its blessings. Well, listening friends, you can be a part of a future blessing by joining us this Thursday morning, 9 a.m. at the Salt and Light Ministry. And so tell us about the goals of Gospel Encounter, how it'll work, and why it's so important for pastors, church leaders, business people, those that have a heart for evangelism. Why should they all come together this Thursday?
Yeah, so the type of evangelism that we're doing, it's called saturation evangelism or saturation outreach. And what this looks like, it's more than just getting a speaker and having some music and, you know, getting maybe 2 to 3% of the population to come out. This looks at the different demographics within a city and says, you know, hey, look at all these different groups and demographics of groups that need to be reached. So we have a variety of kind of micro outreaches or small to medium size outreaches leading up to a larger outreach at the end. And so, for example, you know, in a community, it could be first responders luncheon where the churches of Champaign-Urbana just say, hey, we love you. We are so thankful for you. We just want to honor you. And we want to just share and glorify Jesus and the gospel, you know, while we're able to bless you with a lunch. And then, you know, it could be something like, you know, saying, how can we tend to single mothers who are here in our community? What's a way that we could also bless them with a day initiative, right? Or maybe, you know, going to the college campus and saying, hey, what's an outreach that we could do to our international students? All the way to the athletes, you know, what's a micro outreach that we could do to the athletes, you know, on campus. And then you look at even to say, like, how do we reach the public schools? You know, how do we reach our, you know, junior high school students and grade school students? And so saturation evangelism is not limited to any of those things only that I said, but all of those things and more. So it's coming up with a detailed plan with church leaders and community leaders that are passionate about the gospel and saying, hey, we're coming together. We have buy-in in this, and we're coming together to saturate all the different areas and the demographics of Champaign and Urbana for the gospel of Jesus. And it takes all hands on deck.
Yeah, and I love and I appreciated what you said, and it very much resonated with the vision of this ministry is, yes, God is using it. We can impact people in the middle of the night when the pastor can't be available. We can touch lives as people are driving. We can fortify them in their faith journey through Bible studies, through devotional thoughts, through inspirational, God-honoring music. But God's bride is the church, and he really wants to disciple and grow people in a body of believers. And so we never want to compete with that. And I love that your rallying call is to bring the churches together to successfully work towards something that is bigger than what any one church could do. And so you Right. want to have input from these pastors, and what are ways or mechanisms or means or tools that we can use together to canvas a certain area or a certain age group. I felt like when we did our audience of one, it would have been so nice if we had youth groups coming and praying, you know, where it had a lot of senior saints and a lot of other mature or older people, but where there will be training and ways to reach the youth or the athlete or the first responders, as you mentioned, or single mothers or whatever it is. And this will be a process. It'll be a number of gatherings, of trainings, of coming together. But it all begins really this Thursday. So if something is resonating in your heart and mind, or suddenly you're getting excited about thinking, you know, I could do this, or I could learn about it so I can pray. Maybe you're a shut-in or you can't get out, but you want to be informed or be in the loop, because your prayers can influence and impact this community just as much as the hands-on people that are doing the work. But it's all happening this Thursday at the Salt and Light Ministry. And Daniel, is there a phone number for people to call for more information? Because you're going to have resources, or you're going to have some snacks for people that'll come out at 9 in the morning this Thursday.
Yeah. Yeah, so a good number would be 618-214-9355. That's 618-214-9355. And this is going to be an interest meeting. So what I hope to accomplish at this interest meeting is I want to hear from local leaders, local pastors, local ministers, local organizations, and people who are boots on the ground here in Champaign-Urbana, and just to be able to hear, you know, hey, what has worked in the past? You know, what definitely won't work? You know, we want to know the needs. You know, what are the groups of people who are being overlooked? Who's not being reached right now? You know, is there any special groups to show interest to or to zero in on? And really what we'll do is we'll just kind of dream together, you know, and once we get a certain amount of churches that say, hey, we're all in, we're buying in, we're going to push to win our city. What it is Gospel Encounters coming inside to help mobilize and bring the church together to labor in their own harvest field. And so we recognize there's a lot of work to be done, and so it takes all hands on deck. So this will just be an interest meeting where we answer some questions. I hear and get the heartbeat, you know, of community leaders and things. And then from there, we'll continue, you know, from that meeting, we'll continue to set out other meetings where we put together a committee locally from a variety of, you know, churches, organizations, where we set our faces like flint to reach the city.
Well, listening friends, you've heard me use this term a time or two in the past, but this is a no-brainer. I mean, I'm totally embracing this. I'm all in. I mean, how could you not want to support gathering together to see how God might in fact be trying to reach your community through evangelism? I love this concept, saturation evangelism. This isn't just necessarily a one-time thing where it's some keynote speakers, a worship band, and then a message is given. This is with follow-up, some discipleship, really thinking through what are the different means, the methods. Maybe there's three or four. Maybe it's a weekend. Maybe it's a month-long campaign. And so Daniel is really seeking your insight, your wisdom. Some of you have lived in this community for 20, 30, 40, 50 years. And so you know some of the heartbeat. You know how to reach the first responders, or you might have some inroads into the school system or different ways that we can work together. So come on out this Thursday. It's at 9 a.m. There will be some light snacks in the morning, and we'll have some introductions, and then Daniel will take us through some of the successes they've had in other communities or how it all works. He's actually traveled the country. He's an evangelist. He loves to proclaim the good news message of Jesus, and so he will be here to answer questions and to see what kind of interest that we have to reach our friends and neighbors right here in the greater Champaign-Urbana area. And maybe as this gets launched, there'll be other communities where you might want to come from, Decatur or from Springfield or Bloomington or Macomb. And it'll mean waking up kind of early. It's 9 a.m., but travel out. And if you need more information or directions, call 618-214-9355, 618-214-9355. And if you missed a portion of today's broadcast, or you're driving to work and you only heard the tail end, stop by greatnewsradio.org or WLUJ.org and click on the Mark and Friends tab, and you can listen to the program. So Daniel, in our closing minute, is there a website or a way for people to find out more about Gospel Encounter?
Yeah, you can go to gospelencounter.com. gospelencounter.com.
Okay, gospelencounter.com. There's a meeting this Thursday, but listening friend, this is something that it's at God's heart. It's reaching people with the gospel. It's bringing hope and healing to people like Daniel, like me, that didn't have the best role model of a dad. But when we find out and we understand he's determined to love on us, to care for us, he created us, he's designed us, he's the perfect Father, and he cares for you. And let's share that message with others throughout our community. Find out more at gospelencounter.com or show up this Thursday, 9 a.m. to the Salt and Light Ministry. And I hope you'll join me, Daniel, and others that see God clearly wanting to reach our community, and he can do it through Gospel Encounter. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Daniel Nally with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you, and have a great day and night.